This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
There's a modern temptation in the church to dismiss the seemingly mundane and restrictive notion of theology. How often have we heard that someone is about a relationship with Jesus and they don't need all that confusing theology? While that sounds pure and noble, it's also extremely dangerous because what they typically mean is that they're pursuing a feeling or attempting to separate themselves from the necessity to work out their salvation or continue in sanctification by digging into God's revelation of Scripture because it's hard work. The two cannot be separated, meaning that relationship and good theology go hand in hand. In our short time, it's impossible to fully address this idea, but let me explain some recent issues that are happening in my world. Many around our family are currently struggling with illness or tragedy. When these types of situations are prevalent, we tend to ask, why do bad things happen to good people? The answer when we don't feel like things are fair should be to run to a proper theological understanding only found through the continual influence of God's word. It begins in Genesis when this creature from the dirt defied the holy God and creator, and God lets him live. Not just that day, but many other days as God provided a temporary means of atonement for sin. Further, God's creation continued to provide a means for life and existence through God's common grace. Even at man's worst, God allowed another chance for mankind through Noah. Then God gave his only son to die for this defiant creature, revealing his perfect plan and his saving grace. All of this continual grace is given instead of wiping mankind entirely out of existence. Yet we so easily let our hurt or frustration lead us to a place where we question his love or his goodness. This is where the development of a proper theology helps us understand the big picture and how we fit into God's redemptive plan. In essence, it reframes the question of whether God is good into a realization and wonder that God allows anything good to happen to mankind, including our very life. With this understanding, we approach life thankful for every single breath of life, not disparaging the ones we might not get to take. There are volumes that have been written on this and much more to be learned, but the takeaway is that we should be eternally grateful for every chance to breathe, and even more that God would give his son to die for those who put their faith and trust in Christ and believe. When tragedy strikes, we can run to God's word, which informs a proper theology, and as Paul exhorts, we can stand firm in the midst of trial with gratitude for our very life and for the gospel. Our very existence is proof that God is good, that he is kind, and that he is patient. The gospel goes so much further than any person deserves, as God extends unimaginable grace and offers all who believe the promise of adoption into his very presence for all of eternity. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice and redemption. May I never doubt your love, affection, and perfect plan, regardless of my circumstances.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.